4 more atmospheric rivers are headed toward California in the next 10 days. That's according to Governor Gavin Newsom. He's calling on residents to continue to prepare for heavy rainfall, extreme winds, and dangerous conditions. The string of storms has left at least 17 people dead since late last month.
In Sacramento County, at least 2 people died at a homeless encampment when trees fell on their tents. California has the country's largest population of residents experiencing homelessness, and the vast majority sleep outside in tents or in vehicles, so these people are particularly vulnerable in storms. Joe Smith is program director at the Hope Cooperative. They receive funds from the city of Sacramento to provide help to those without shelter, including some overnight housing, but not long-term housing like a shelter. And Joe, first of all, tell us about these 2 people killed by falling trees. There's a community that forms in these encampments. They must be devastated.
They are devastated, not only in the community of people that are living together outside, but also the service providers and nonprofits and citizens that come out to take care of these folks. Everybody was just shocked and saddened.
Yeah, well, and people are remembering them, Stephen Sorensen and Rebecca Rode. What are the big problems here? Are people not wanting to leave encampments because they have the belongings, the few belongings they have, and maybe pets, or can they not leave? What's the biggest problem?
I think it's a combination of both. There really is nowhere for folks to go right now. There's not enough shelter beds or transitional housing or anything for folks to move into. So they're doing what they need to do to survive. And that means, you know, establishing a home somewhere, either maybe along our vast riverway or along the freeway and rail system here.
Yeah. You've told us that your group, the Hope Cooperative, normally has capacity for about 50 people. As we said, this would be temporary shelter, but because of this incredible weather, your capacity is for 100. You've moved it up, jamming people in, I'm presuming. Who's coming to the doorstep?
Well, we're seeing a lot of folks who are washed out, you know, everything they had. The rain is one thing, but we've had some really serious wind problems. And so it's basically, if you had a tent or anything like that, it's pretty much been torn apart. So we allow for folks to bring their four-legged family members too. We get them dried up and fed and keep them warm, at least until this really harsh weather event is over.
Well, you know, it's about to get worse potentially with so many more storms rolling in. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we're gonna do what we can and sustain it as long as we have to.
You know, Joe, I could be wrong, but I thought I heard a catch in your voice. Do I understand that this is familiar to you?
It is familiar to me. I experienced homelessness here in Sacramento from 2005 to 2011. And during that time, there was some really bad storms coming through. So it kind of takes me back to what it was like to try and survive outside during those times. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity to lessen the experience that I had years ago.
Well, if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
What is it like? I mean, people might be thinking it's, you know, rain.
Yeah. Well, you know, all you really have is the little bit of clothes that you have. So if you're lucky enough to have a shelter or somewhere to get out from under the rain, whenever you have to try to go outside, whatever you're in ends up soaked and with nowhere to dry it. And you have to go outside at some point. You have to eat. At night, things become particularly scary. I remember one night sitting in a tent with my partner, and we were along a river trail, just listening to the trees creak and crack, blowing in the wind above you, hoping, you know, hearing branches crash to the ground and hoping it just doesn't fall on you. It's a very intense, scary place to be.
Yeah. And as we know, it can be fatal.
It can certainly be fatal. We're also known as the City of Trees. And we've been in a drought for many years. And so now the ground is absolutely saturated. The wind is blowing and trees are falling down all over the place. The building we use is it used to be a museum. it's a nice solid cement building, you know, with steel running through the walls. I mean, it's safe. We need probably 100 more of these all over just this region, let yet California.
Are you saying you're using that now? You're putting some of the homeless people there now?
We're repurposing, right, an old piece of city property. That's what we use for our respite center.
Wow. Well, it sounds like that's a thought for future solutions to this problem.
Yeah. This is really the first time something like this has been utilized in Sacramento for more than just a few nights. So hopefully it's a trend.
That's Joe Smith, Program Director at the Hope Cooperative in Sacramento, California, helping people experiencing homelessness while they're experiencing these incredible storms. Joe, thank you so much and best to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.